Welcome back, everyone. This is Randy Bignell, your host, ready to guide you through one of the most fundamental aspects of who we are, learning and memory. These two processes shape our understanding of the world, influence our behavior, and even help define our identities. Today, we're diving into how the brain acquires knowledge and holds on to memories. Let's get started. Learning and memory are at the core of how we make sense of the world and navigate our lives. Learning, or the brain's ability to acquire new information or skills, happens in several forms. Perceptual learning refines our senses. Motor learning is essential for physical skills. Associative learning helps us make connections between ideas, and social learning lets us absorb insights from others. Each type taps into specific neural circuits and involves different brain regions working together. At the cellular level, learning relies heavily on synaptic plasticity, the brain's ability to strengthen or weaken connections between neurons. One specific type, called long-term potentiation, involves repeated stimulation of a synapse, boosting its strength over time. Think of it as the brain's way of saving new information by making neural connections more effective and efficient. This process is fundamental to how we store information and lays the groundwork for memory. Memory itself is all about retaining and recalling information over time. We often think of memory in three main forms: sensory memory, which is very brief, short-term memory, which lasts a few minutes, and long-term memory, which can last a lifetime. When we first encounter new information, it's encoded or temporarily stored in short-term memory. If that information proves relevant, it undergoes consolidation, moving it to long-term storage. This involves changes in synaptic strength and relies on the hippocampus, a region especially important forming new memories. Once stored, memories can be retrieved and brought back into consciousness. Retrieval is influenced by context, emotions, and cues that can enhance or impede memory. For instance, revisiting the place where a memory was made or encountering certain smells can often bring a memory back to life. But memory is more than just a storage unit. It's distributed throughout different brain regions that specialize in particular types of memory. The hippocampus is crucial for creating memories related to events or locations, while the prefrontal cortex is key for working memory and executive functions like decision-making. Other regions, such as the amygdala, basal ganglia, and cerebellum, help us remember emotional experiences, motor skills, and procedural routines. Understanding how learning and memory work gives us insight into the complexity of our cognitive functions and may lead to ways to enhance memory. This knowledge is particularly important in creating strategies to treat memory disorders and discovering how to improve memory health as we age. Thanks for tuning into this deep dive into the mechanisms of learning and memory. We hope you've gained new insights into how our brain enables us to learn, remember, and grow. Join us next time as we explore more incredible aspects of the brain. Until then, keep those neural pathways active and engaged.